Just one more thing.
Just one thing. Just one more thing.
Just one more thing. Just one more thing that you may not know about Sarah Travers. Lee has been on to say, John, by the way, what do you do for those Leo Sayer tickets? All I heard was something about Sarah Travers. Two tickets to give away to Leo Sayer, the Ulster Hall in Belfast, next Saturday night. And all you have to do is tell us what it is that Sarah Travers does not like on a man. Sarah, explain please.
What is the one thing that I really don't like in a man? Is it A, a beer belly? B, fake tan? Or C, jewellery?
So is it beer belly, fake tan or jewellery? Alistair Baird is on this line. Hi Alistair, how are you?
Good morning, John. I'm very well, thank you.
Great. You're sounding bright and bubbly and happy.
I am indeed. My wife and I have been up early as usual.
Good. What have you planned for today? What's going on?
Plans for the day is, well, my wife and I are both volunteer puppy walkers for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Good for you.
So we're planning to go down into town and do a wee bit more training with the two dogs that we'll have.
Good for you. That's very noble of you. On this line, it is. That's noble.
No, it's good. It's good. We'll have volunteering for it. It's a good way to spend your spare time, and it's a very worthwhile organisation.
Well said. Deirdre, hiya.
Hello.
Do you prefer Deirdre or Deirdre?
It doesn't matter, John.
Oh, no, it does matter. It's completely different. One's Deirdre and one's Deirdre. Which do you prefer?
For Deirdre.
Pardon?
For Deirdre.
Deirdre. Deirdre it is then. Deirdre, good morning to you. Are you well?
I'm sorry.
Good.
Thank you.
What have you got planned for today?
I'm taking my daughter out to buy her a new winter coat.
She's spoiled. She's spoiled.
She is spoiled.
That's, again, a thoughtful parent. Well done. How old is she?
Well, 23. She's not a child.
She's 23 and you're buying her a winter coat?
Yes, yes.
Does she still live at home?
Yes, she's just back from uni.
Right, so she's...
just at home.
Yeah. Can you figure out why she still lives at home?
She probably has it very, very good at home, I would say.
I would say you're right. If you're taking her out to buy her winter coat, then the clues are there.
You're absolutely right.
Deirdre, now I haven't mentioned this to you in advance, so I'll ask Alistair first. And Deirdre, have a think about what you would do with the extra hour we're going to have tonight. Okay? Alistair, what would you do? What are you going to do with this extra hour? Because spring forward, fall back, put your clocks back tonight. We've got an extra hour. What would you do with it?
Well, what I would do with the extra hour, John, is because my wife's, as I said before, a volunteer puppy walker, and she's up extremely early every morning with the dogs, getting them organised, I would give my wife a lie-in this weekend and I would get her breakfast in bed.
What a man. Do you know if you were in Miss World, you'd win?
I don't think I have the body or the shape for it, John.
Don't knock it, Alistair. You would win. You look after small puppies and you want to give your wife an extra lie-in. You have it sorted.
Oh, you see, but no, you're on a winner any time you take the pups out for a walk. The amount of people you meet, John, because you know what it's like when you have a small pup. All these lovely girls come up and talk to you, so that's why I'm in it.
Okay. Suddenly you're not in the top three. What happened there?
Well, hey, wife's just giving me a look.
Deirdre, what would you do or what are you going to do with that extra hour tonight?
I think I would spend more time being able to read books because I don't have enough time to read. So I think I would catch up with my reading.
Hold on, is that dog yours?
No, that's our dog's, John.
Oh, sorry.
That's the guide dog saying it's time for the walk this morning.
Oh, here, will I not keep you? Hey, what are you reading, Deirdre, at the minute? What have you got beside the bed?
At the minute, I'm reading This Child Is Mine by Sinead Moriarty.
Is it any good?
It's just that, yes.
Would you recommend it?
Probably not for a man, but probably for a female. It would be very good.
Okay, so it's a good book for a girl.
Okay. Yes, it is.
And Cathy, what are you going to do with the extra hour?
Me?
Yep.
I was actually contemplating sleeping.
That's a waste of an hour.
Boring.
That's
so
a waste
boring.
Of an hour.
I'm so boring.
Do you know what's worrying me?
What?
If you set your alarm on your telephone,
right,
will your alarm go off an hour early?
No, because your phone automatically switches.
No, your phone automatically switches.
But your phone probably doesn't.
No.
You probably have
non-automatic
phone.
Yeah. Mine flips up like a Star Trek.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah, intercommunicator.
That's such a novelty.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, that's such a novelty.
Hey, anyway, back to this. Just one more thing. Ladies first, Deirdre.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Travers said that the one thing she doesn't like on a man is either A, a beer belly, B, fake tan, or C, jewellery. Which do you think?
I think Sarah is a very classy lady and I don't think she would like jewellery on a man.
I think it was Amanda who texted in and said, why should a man wear more jewellery than you? True. That's just wrong.
Very true.
Very true.
Okay.
Very true.
And Alistair, which of the three do you think is the one thing Sarah Travers would not like on a man?
I don't think she would like fake tan on a man, John.
Okay. Who do you want to win, Kathy?
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, you can. Go on. I can't. It would reflect badly on me. Who do you want to win? Come on. Who do you want to win?
I can't say that.
Come on. Tell us who you want to win.
How dare you? No, how dare you, John? How dare you try and put
me on the
spot?
Tell us who you want to win.
No, I want both of them to win, but we only have one prize. And okay. We could give one ticket to each, but that wouldn't be fair. You can't go to a concert on your own.
Who can't? Have you never gone to a concert on your own?
No.
Never.
Obviously, you do all the time.
Yes. Johnny, no mates. Sorry. This has nothing to do with
you. Sorry, John. This is not about you.
It's not at all. It's always... Oh,
not
no.
about you.
Sorry.
What did Sarah Travers say?
So what did Sarah Travers have to say? Well, let's find out. Are you both nervous?
Yes. Oh, he's very nervous, John.
Good. Yes. Here's what Sarah Travers had to say.
Well, John, the one thing that I really hate on a man is... Dun, dun, dun. Fake tan. Leave it to the ladies.
Fake tan, leave it to the ladies, she says. Hard luck, Deirdre.
That's okay. Thank you very much and well done to Alistair.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Deirdre, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice woman.
She's a lovely woman, John.
She is. Alistair, just in case you wondered, I wanted her to win. But no, that doesn't matter now.
No, that's okay with me, John. I wanted her to win too.
You see, we're all in this together. Hey, well done to you. Two tickets to go and see Leo Sayer. Okay. Alistair, thanks for all
Thank
that.
Thank you. Alistair, just hold the line and I'll get your details and explain
and
a bit more.
You've won Miss World. There's no need to go any further. Okay.
Brilliant, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Just one more thing.